Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 1st, 2024. I have a wonderful little email here from Elaine. She does not tell me where she lives. And of course, always know if you submit a question and you don't care to have your origins, your place of life as it is currently put on the website here, then I'm fine with that. Your question is more important to me. Arlene, she is very frustrated by politics and religion and how they blend, and she gets involved in a lot of this and mucks up her mind with right and wrong. And so her question is there any right in this world? How do we know what to do that is right? And then she goes into her idea of God, and that God should be more explicit, that the Bible is too obscure for her, I understand. And she just doesn't get why we would be here, what we're supposed to do, and who's running this show. That's basically what Elaine is all about. So I hope I can just help a little bit. First of all, you've got to understand, nothing is the way it appears to be. We live in impermanence, and everything is changing. Circumstances, conditions, the ebb and flow of life, the energetics of life, how this is all working, it's all moving in directions we don't understand via our human mind. So with that being said, and us hopefully understanding and respecting that a little bit, nothing stays the same. And what you call right, I don't know what that would entail. Are you talking about moral rightness? Because if that's what you're looking for, or that's what you're looking at, you're going to be sorely disappointed with what's going on in the world. We do what's in our best interests biologically. We do what is in our best interests with our DNA in order to survive. In other words, we live in self-preservation. And that is not going to change. That's an instinct. That's a basic instinct in every human being for whatever is going on. It is, can I survive this? Can I either avoid the things that threaten my survival, or can I enhance the things that seem to allow for my survival and maybe make it better, more comfortable, and easy peasy, as one of my students likes to call it. So with that all being said, if you're looking for a universal rightness in this world, it's all about love. And love is very difficult for people. I mean, extremely difficult, because it has to pass through the idea of it, or the truth of it, has to pass through, in my case, a Gregory, who has emotionality and wants a certain form of his idea of love to be the reality of his life. And it just doesn't work like that. So I have learned over the many, many years that I have been a teacher and a student, a real student, that the whole effort, Arlene, is to understand what this is all about. We are here not to drone through our life, but to begin to realize the actual life of our own living, the things that are deeply important, things that go beyond the confines of my self-righteousness, my need to be right. You have to come to a place where you are humble. Humility is a very difficult thing for people to understand. Are you a humble person? What makes up that humility? Even Jesus said, and I love what he said, I of myself can do nothing. It is that which lives within me that does the work. Yes, so very true. And yet people misunderstand what he was all about, and for very good reasons, because it was recorded and passed down through many translations in a humanistic way. If you're looking for right through human guile, human senses, you're going to miss the meaning of your life, and you're going to miss what is deeply important. You're going to have to understand somewhere along the pathway that every thought I have is not the way things are going. They are not the great revealers of any real truth. With that understood deep within me, when I understand that I am not really reading life well or understanding it well, that is when something of the other shore can start to reach me. You have to want love. Try to understand this, Arlene. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. That boggles people. I made that comment on an Aspire TV program many years ago in Santa Barbara. And it was in a series I did talking about what is essential to the spiritual life, to the spiritual path. And it drew more mail than anything I think I ever said up to then. It is very difficult for people to understand you have to want a love that is greater than what you think you do love. And that is the essence of it all. You want to know what is virtuous, what is noble, to find great virtue in your life, great goodness in your life, and then to find different means and ways within yourself to live in that great virtue. That, my dear, that is the noble way. That creates a deep and profound nobility. And if you have that kind of nobility, if you have that means and way within yourself, then you have what is deeply important to your life. And you will never, ever, ever question again the whole idea of righteousness in this world or what is right. There is what is seemingly right in and of the world. The means and way in which people live, you know, thou shalt not steal, you know, lying is fine. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Well, killing's fine. See, there isn't much that isn't fine. We can't even do the Ten Commandments that Moses said he got from God. We can't even do that. It's ridiculous. We are way out of control. We are way out of the orbit of love and virtue. So when you ask me this question, I answer it, I sound like a crazy man, which I probably am to most people, but nonetheless, that's the way it is. You have to find your virtue, your goodness. And that comes by realizing the futility of the human experience. And if you don't understand that futility and that there is nothing you can do as a human being that would help the world, very little. Oh, you can offer, you know, food and things like that, clothing. I do a lot of that kind of work on my own. But all that is feeding people and helping them with their bodies and what's going on with their bodies. It is what's going on within their minds that is the problem. And you can do all of the wonderful work of a Mother Teresa, whatever, and they did wonderful work. There are people who have done wonderful work, but it doesn't change humanity. Humanity is what humanity is because it's humanity. And we believe in right and wrong, good and bad. And there is always that urge, that DNA, that pull, that whole thing that makes our life so very ugly, so very difficult, and makes things happen that, we wish wouldn't happen. But they do because we are not sacred yet. We have not found that sanctinity, the prayer of our soul, and we just don't get it. Sanctinity, did I say that? Boy, I got to have another cup of coffee. I hope that helped, Jarlene. And if it didn't, give me a call, write me, whatever, and I'll try to help a little more. Thank you all for listening. And as I make up words that I like, and I'll be back with you next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.